Good evening. I wanted to raise a number of questions about that which we cover our challah on Shabbos. And after we raise all the questions, we'll maybe discuss about what the different reasons are for covering the challah, and we'll be able to answer all those questions. So, question number one, I don't know if it ever happens to you, but you like to have your challah in the oven Friday night so that when you serve the challah, it's hot. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that when you make Kiddush, you're supposed to have the challah on the table with a tablecloth under it and a challah cover on top of it. It's a sif in Shulchan Aruch that says that that's what you're supposed to have. So the question is, what happens if you want to have your challah in the oven? So you want your challah to be hot. If you're going to take it out before Kiddush, so you can put it on the plate, so by the time you make Kiddush and serve the Kiddush and everybody washes and comes back, it takes a few minutes. By that time, your challah is not going to be piping hot. So is there, could you leave the challahs in the oven and not have the challah there for Kiddush? Yeah, maybe you could switch, bait and switch type of thing. Another question. So the halacha is that you have to cover the challahs, like we just said, one below, one above. What happens if, you know, nowadays we don't have this too often, but let's say a situation arises where a person makes Kiddush on challah. We have one of my talmidos is not able to drink any wine. No, what's the... Somebody who can't drink wine, right? So somebody can't drink wine. So they're going to make Kiddush on their challah. So if you make Kiddush on the challah, do you have to cover the challah when you make Kiddush? Third question. When are you supposed to uncover the challahs? Is it right after you finish Kiddush, then you uncover the challah? Or you leave it covered under the challah cover until you go, you wash, everyone sits down, you're about to make hamotzi, and then as you're making hamotzi, you uncover it then. Another...
And so
that's also, yeah, or perhaps we'll even say the hamotzi with the challah still being covered, that also. As far as the parameters for challah covers, sometimes you get a very pretty challah cover, and it's encased in a plastic case. Let's say you took the velvet inner insert, that's the pretty one, out, and you just have that plastic catered meal down here. So you have somebody's making kiddush for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 tables. So which challah has to be covered? Is every challah roll on all those 10 tables, all 100 people have to cover the challah roll? Or is it enough if the guy who's making Kiddush at the dais, if he covers his challahs? Or does every bilkala in the room have to be covered? And finally, what about at challah shudis? Do the challahs have to be covered at challah shudis for hamotzi or before hamotzi or not? So to answer all these questions, I think there are about 6 of them, we really have to understand what's the point of covering challahs. So the Yerushalmi says, which we all learned when we were in about pre-1A or kindergarten or nursery, that you don't want to embarrass the challah, because really what bracha are you supposed to make first? Really you should make hamotzi first, but because of Enkish Makom Sudas, you make the Bari Pri HaGafen. Specifically when you make Kiddush, you make the Bari Pri HaGafen. You don't want to be embarrass, whatever that means, the challah, so you... First, you're going to have to make Kiddush first, so cover the challah so the challah doesn't see its embarrassment. Shlo yireh hapasas boshto, to not get the first bracha that it really deserves to get. That's what the Yerushalmi says. There's another reason why the challahs are covered, and that the Tur, after he quotes this to Yerushalmi, the Tur says, there's another reason that it seems to me, and he says, maybe the idea of covering the challah is also zecher laman. Why is it Zeichel Man? Because the Man was Munach Kibbekufsa. There was a Shechvas Tal below the Man. There's a Shechvas Tal above the Man. Kmurach Bekufsa. So too, the Lecha Mishnah, which is commemorative of the Man, of the Midbar, right? That's why there's two portions. That's why... So that's why you have to have one on top, one on the bottom, a map on top, a map on the bottom. Those would be the two reasons that the Torah suggests, either because we don't want the challah to be embarrassed, or because we wanted to commemorate the two layers below and on top of the man. Now, with these two ideas, we'll find about 5 or 6 nafkaminas, which are all the questions that I just asked, as to do you have to cover the challah. So we'll see what we can get to. If you are making kiddush on bread, do you have to cover the challah? Well, if you're making kiddush on challah, so you don't have the reason of, oh, it's going to be embarrassed from the wine, because there is no wine. So if that's the reason, then you wouldn't need to cover the challah. If the point is that you need the lechem mishnah to be munach bekufsa, with the map on top and map on bottom, to commemorate the tal, then you do need If you make a kiddush hachala, you do need the challah to be covered. What happened? When should you uncover the challah? So if you assume it's just shalo yira beboshto, you don't want to embarrass the challah that you're making a bari priya gafen first. So the second you said bari priya gafen, the second you drank your wine, you could uncover it, go to the kitchen, go to the sink, wash, come back to the table, and in those few minutes that interlude from the time you finish drinking your wine till you actually come back, you can leave the challah unopened. On the other hand, if the point of the covering of the challahs is that the man should be kemurach bekufsa, the challah is lechem mishra, should be zech leman, that's murach bekufsa, so until you make the bracha on the challah, it should be murach bekufsa, which means that while you're washing in the kitchen, while everyone's in the kitchen, it should still be covered. That would be another nafkamina. Could you use this is the easiest nafkamina, could you use a see-through cover for the plastic? So one might think that if it's just shelo yira beboshto, you don't want the challah to see the wine, or to see that the wine was got the first dibs, got the first bracha. So if it's a see-through, so it could see through a see-through cover. On the other hand, if the point is that you just want to have the commemoration for the Shechva Satal, so Shechva Satal is see-through also, and it's nevertheless sufficient to be considered a kisui milamala and a kisui milamata. So that would be sufficient. The best Hashem, we'll see what else we could do next time. Good evening. Last night we raised the question as to what's the reason to cover the challah on the Shabbos table, and we mentioned that the famous answer that the children all are familiar with, the Yerushalmi that says that we don't want challah to be embarrassed. The reason that meaning because theoretically challah should get a hamotzi before hamotzi precedes bori priya gafen as far as the order of brachos. So here we're switching it around and making the challah lose out, so we don't want the challah to be able to feel bad, so we cover it over. That's what the Yerushalmi says. And then the other answer that the Torah said, which is to commemorate the man which had a shichvas tal milamata, shichvas tal milamala, do boxing in the man in the middle. So we said those two answers should really determine for us a number of questions. Among the questions, we're not going to review them right now, but we'll point out one or two of them. So we raised the question of somebody eating at a gigantic meal, and somebody makes kiddush, like in a camp or at an affair. One person makes kiddush, and everybody has a little challah roll, and there's one person making kiddush at the dais. So Ramosha, in fact, says that each person on their little challah roll should cover over their challah. So some of the caterers have, instead of just leaving the challah rolls out, some of the caterers actually wrap up the challah in the napkin. I don't know if they're doing it because it looks pretty or because they are being mekayim this sheet of Rav Moshe Feinstein, who says that every challah roll, even if one person isn't making kiddush for the whole tzibur, but every challah roll should be covered. Now, I don't know if that's the minug, but that is what Rav Moshe says. Apparently Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it's not necessary. And presumably, if you assume that the reason is, of course, the challah is embarrassed in the wine, so if you're at a, if there's one person making kiddush six tables away, so maybe we wouldn't need to cover every bilkala on every table. On the other hand, if it's zeicha leman, so all the challahs on the table are going to be our lecha mishnas that are going to be our zeicha leman, and it presumably would need to be covered. Another issue that we raised is, what about challah shudis? At challah shudis, do you need to cover the challahs? Well, you're not making kiddush. At least we don't. There might be some shittas to do, but we don't. We don't make kiddush at challah shudis, and therefore, if you don't make kiddush, so there's not going to be the concern of the Yerushalmi that the challah is going to be embarrassed of the wine, because there ain't no wine. So therefore, according to that reason, you shouldn't need to cover the challah. On the other hand, if we assume, like the second reason, that you have to cover it to commemorate the mon that was boxed in with a layer of dew on top and a layer of dew on the bottom, so then challah shudis is also one of the three sudas on Shabbos. It's also zeicha leman. That's why you try to have lecha mishnah if you can, because of the lecha mishnah of the mon. And therefore, presumably, one would have to cover the challah, even though there is no kiddush, according to that second answer. Although the Aruch HaShulchan points out that the minhag is not to cover the challahs at challah shudis, and that's we don't cover the challahs. I guess that's like the Aruch HaShulchan's records the minhag is. Another question that we raised, which may not be answered by this question alone, but one of the most common questions of covering the challah is, let's say you want to have the challah hot in the oven and take it out right when you make hamotzi, so it could be nice and hot and crisp. If you take it out before Kiddush, by the time you make Kiddush and pass the wine around and everyone walks into the kitchen and everyone sits back down, it could take 5-6 minutes out of the oven. It's a shame if you want your challah piping hot straight out of the oven. So let's think about this together. If the concern, my question is, could you not have the challah on the table at all? Well, if the reason why you're covering the challah is because you don't want the challah to be embarrassed, well, the challah's not here, it's not to be embarrassed. So that doesn't tell us about having the challah on the table. If there's a halacha that the challah has to be covered on top and on bottom, well, at some point you have to cover the challah on top and on bottom. But it could be that the need to have the challah on the table is an entirely different halacha. It could be that you have to have challah on the table because your kiddush has to be b'makom se'uda. I don't know if this is correct or not, but if the kiddush has to be b'makom se'uda, so it could be, it's not that the word b'makom is a very loose word. It doesn't just mean in the same place. It also means that it should be adjacent chronologically. You're not supposed to shmooze after kiddush. You're not supposed to shmooze before you make hamotzi. Because you want your kiddush to be b'makom se'uda chronologically as well. So part of that might also be that the kiddush should be with the challah on the table. It could be. In which case, maybe it would be better to have the challah on the table and not bring it out afterwards. But as far as the reason of covering it, that also might, if the inyan is to cover it because of, to commemorate the man, so if you do take it out of the oven a little bit later after you make kiddush, or if you take a different challah out of there, and it's probably kedai to at least have it covered over by the challah cover on top and the plate underneath, or the tablecloth underneath, at least at some point, so that it will commemorate the Zeich HaLaman as well.